Welcome to the Dope Black Woman podcast, the podcast where we share stories of Black excellence as part of our safe digital sisterhood. I'm Leanne Levos.
I'm Rashan, but you can call me Shan.
I'm Livs.
I'm producer Leanne.
This week on the podcast, we're playing Truth or Drink. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Dope Black Women. This episode is a bit different than what you can usually expect because we're celebrating, but also we're sad about some news that is not going to make a huge difference to you, but it makes a huge difference to us, okay? So our wonderful Leanne is moving back.
She's moving back to the hometown,
back to the islands.
God.
So, Leanne, do you just want to explain a bit about, just the fact that you're leaving, but that you'll still be very much a part of the Dope Black
community?
Yeah,
so I am moving to Jamaica for a 2-year contract. I'm going to be the director of advocacy at a research think tank.
PhD.
So I'm really excited about it. I'm sad to be leaving, but the idea, as Liv said, is that I'll still be doing podcasts with you guys for the foreseeable future. We'll still be running events. We'll be expanding Dope Black Women to the Caribbean. And I'll be back and forth. So every couple of months, I'll pop up and we'll do an event and you'll see me. But other than that, yeah, it's kind of business as usual, except that I won't physically be able to see you guys every week like how I normally do. And that makes me really sad.
So, but we'll be flying over to you and that makes me really happy.
Carnival in Jamaica.
Carnival, hold tight.
October 25th, guys. Let's make it happen.
I'm very down.
Amazing. Okay, so yeah, well, just to kind of commemorate, I guess, like how far we've come and also how close we've become in such a short amount of time, we're going to be playing a drinking game, which is, my favorite kind of games. So, Truth or Drink, for those of you that haven't heard of it, I mean, the title is pretty self-explanatory.
You
either tell the truth or you drink. And if all four of us are drinking, no, sorry, if all four of us are telling the truth, then someone has to win that round, whoever told the best story, and everyone else drinks. Now, because I have the cards, I will be card master. Let's just see how it goes. So there are different rounds, different categories, and they kind of become more and more intense as they go along.
Not a lot of trauma ones today, because I want to be in a bad mood afterwards.
This is a happy podcast, girl. We've not listened to our previous episodes. Trauma!
Yeah, we have to switch this up today.
So we're going to start with a category called Happy Hour. Okay. Which, as the name suggests, is, and it's in this bright yellow box, high expectations. And Happy Hour is described as only good times allowed with these feel-good questions for you and your drinking buddies.
Cheers to that.
Oh, I was having such a shitty day today, and today just got immediately better now that I'm on this call. And Livs and Leanne.
Yeah, it's not you, Shan.
It's because you saw the picture of my brilliant pasta.
Oh, and the pasta looks banging. Soon to come to the Dope Black Woman page.
Okay.
Soon to come. All right, you ready, Livs? Let go.
I'm ready. What does your ultimate Sunday look like?
Ooh.
Who's going first?
Okay. So my ultimate Sunday looks like, I'm actually a troll, sorry.
Why are you doing this sultry website?
Okay, so my sultry voice. Now I'm going to go second.
Okay.
I'm big builder.
All right, I'll go first. My ultimate Sunday looks like waking up around 9 a.m., taking a drive. For good reason. And it's tied into the fact that I'm moving home. Driving to the beach with Bae. With non-existent Bae.
Bae is me.
As the case
Future Bae.
Future Bae. And spending the entire day on the beach, in the water, drinking Guinness, eating lobster and festival.
Of course there's Guinness.
Eating lobster and festival, going to a party in the evening, and then passing out at home. Yeah. The beach, drink, food, major key. That's my ultimate Sunday.
I have to agree. I do love the beach, but I don't know if I'll get on.
Yeah, but then if you get up and go to the beach early, then you can kind of take like a midday nap in the sun.
Nap? Oh shit!
You can nap. Yo, falling asleep at the beach is the best ever.
I don't think
it's lit. It's lit.
Do you wake up? You got some dead tan line.
I'm not one of those people that can sleep outside of a bed.
Really?
I'm really jealous of people that could just be like, right, I'm taking a nap, but I can't do it. I have to be laid down with
a
pillow.
Can you sleep on planes?
You know what I mean? Bougie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh.
No.
I'm going to tell
nothing,
you a story.
Like, literally,
well, I slept the other day.
I try.
I'll just text you guys. Not now.
Just go for it.
I'm sensitive.
I'm so embarrassed. Just remind me. I'm sipping my drink in embarrassment.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, anyone else? Be waking up at around 10:30, 11. The house already being clean. You know, Sundays that day when you clean the house. But I mean, you know that spring clean. We can smell the flora, the flash, the bleach. You got the Febreze, summer breeze flavor sprayed around the house already for your awakening. So that's how it starts. And then I would make food with someone. Mm-hmm. I like cooking by myself, and that would be Akin saltfish, rice and peas, pasta salad, homemade coleslaw. Ooh. I don't want to make that bit. I don't really like it. Ooh. I don't eat meat, but oxtail gravy. So I need to find that from somewhere.
Yes.
And then I would have that, get the items for a bit, then wake up, have some apple crumble and some cocktails. Ooh. Then watch a movie. Ooh. And go to bed.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
That was me snoring.
Mm.
Who's next?
That sounds amazing.
That was amazing.
Who's next? Oh, at some point, I have to do a face mask as well. It's not a good Sunday if I haven't done a face mask.
You guys
ones are so chill. Mine would be like, you know, get up at 10, get ready to go to a bottomless brunch somewhere boozy with the girls. Get absolutely lit.
Oh, okay. That's
the good stuff. Go to another cocktail bar, rooftop bar, because I love my rooftops. And be absolutely smashed by like 4 p.m. Come home, have a nap, wake up, have dinner, and watch a nice little film. But
so
yeah,
who made the dinner? At what point was dinner made?
Somebody else made it for her.
She's like, get my
was it made when you were drunk? Like, I'm a bit worried here.
If it's not pre-made, then I'm ordering in again.
I do love a rooftop bar.
Yeah, same.
I love a bottomless brunch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. On a Sunday? Midday? Yes.
You're like, oh, and a boy? Yep.
Please leave it.
I have to say, like, I do love the beach, but in my head, yeah, I automatically thought of Jamaica, and I'm like, that's not realistic, is it, Olivia?
You be driving
for your everyday Sundays.
So they get shot on by pigeons and the white birds. What are they called? Eagles. What are they called? Seagulls.
And it wouldn't even be seagulls. Oh, seagulls.
Yeah, that.
Seagulls. My girl said eagles.
Eagle.
Yeah, and it would be rocks as well.
I've
it wouldn't even
be
sand. I've
never been to the beach here in this country.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're not missing much, Leanne. You're really not missing
when
much.
When you're from Jamaica, you think you can do that.
But like the south is supposed... I hear Wales is supposed to be really pretty. Like the south, Devon.
Oh, yeah, there's some really pretty beaches.
Not a patch on
like,
what you're
kind of
getting.
To get there. You kind of have to like drive there to be like, you have to make a weekend of it. It's not like, oh, let's just go to the beach today. There's
okay,
nothing
so
in London.
Drinks, then?
So... Well, who had the best story?
I think Leanne's story kind of won, to be honest.
Leanne.
Oh.
No, that means
all
we
of us.
Drink.
Yeah.
We're drinking to that bottomless brunch. I hear ya.
I hear. Exactly. Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to think
right,
two steps
one.
Ahead of the game. Okay. What is the most embarrassing thing you've had to Google?
Gosh.
That's mad. I don't know. I think mine is why I have a spot on my vagina.
I think that's to be honest, it's relatable.
When that happened, I was freaking the fuck out. And I was Miss Celebrity
Is it herpes?
And you know, like every time I get a spot anywhere, I'm like, herpes, oh my gosh. Yeah, so that was probably the most embarrassing thing I've had to Google.
Yeah, that's up there. I would have to say mine is how to remove a condom from your vagina.
Please. story time.
But I didn't know this was
the thing. Can this be the caption,
please? Okay, I didn't know this was possible.
The podcast, how to remove a condom from your vagina. I'm so sorry. What the fuck?
It's possible, okay? So, like, it's possible that the condom can come off due to the friction. And it
can happen to you?
That's the best way I can describe it. Yeah, it is. It literally is. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, there's plastic up my vagina. That was my thought process. Like, there's a whole plastic thing. And I had to crap stop. Down. And, like,
that's how you know they just have the proper 5-star vagina. Like, it's so tight.
Is it
that
something like video? I thought it was Zillian. It was like, when the vagina is so good, you go add tax, get money from the vagina.
Let them I have an A1 it. Vagina.
Oh, stop.
Even the condom wants
have that 5-star. Good.
All right, what's yours?
So in high school, maybe this was beyond high school, this might have been in college. I had a Spanish lecturer who once told me a story about how a baby lizard crawled up into her vagina and died.
That's disgusting.
I think I googled to figure out whether or not that could actually happen. That's probably the but it never actually happened to me, so I don't know if it's particularly embarrassing.
That's so weird.
Was she trolling you?
We were just
I don't
talking.
Understand.
We're having a general chit chat. I was
How
telling her
for a teacher to tell you that. I'm so sorry. That must be the manual for code 101 of not ought to talk about students about your genital area. Oh my gosh.
I also went to a school where, like, professors did drugs with their students.
They oh, what the hell, yeah.
Their students.
Sorry?
Yeah, like,
Jamaica's very different,
very
boy.
Liberal arts college in New York, which
oh,
was,
it's New York.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's a bit wild, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was
kind of makes sense. Especially that artistic, like, liberal, like, smoke weed.
We used to have our own porn magazine.
One day, a lizard went in my pussy and died.
Yeah, she would definitely say pussy. She didn't even say vagina. Yeah. She definitely said pussy.
Yeah.
Producer Leanne, what's your most embarrassing thing?
Mine was just, it's not even that embarrassing, but in context, it'll make sense. But basically, mine was just like, how late can your period be? Because like, mine was like 2 weeks late, and there was no way I could have been pregnant because it had been a month. But I was just like, it still doesn't make sense. So I'm just going to Google how long your period can be late for. And it'd be like 2 weeks. And it says something from like 2 weeks to like, if it gets to like 4 or 5 weeks, then maybe you see a doctor. And I was like, this is not really helpful for me. So
have you guys ever Googled yet how to get a love bite overnight?
With a comb.
Overnight?
And yes. Use a cold spoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is just a mad one. I just couldn't bother. Who's got time to put the spoon in the freezer? I'll take the spoon out of the freezer, put the I said, this is all too much for me.
Because then my mum would be like, why is there a spoon in the freezer? Like, and now what am I going to say?
Yeah, okay. You've been there.
Oh, okay.
Right. Wait, who drinks? Do you... Liz, I think you had the best story there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Liv's had the best story for
best
sure.
Story
hands down,
her.
Yeah.
My 5-star vagina.
Liv's 5-star.
I mean, I'm just drinking for everyone at this current point.
I'm drinking in between questions, like.
I'm drinking as I'm asking the question, like.
Okay, next one.
Okay. Tell me your favorite joke. If I laugh, I drink.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't have a joke.
I laugh, so.
Like, I don't have a joke. That's not awkward.
I have a funny story that I think would make you guys laugh.
Is it a joke though, Leanne, or is it a story that's okay. funny?
It's Does a story it that's funny.
A man throwing a chair across a rave? That's all I want to know.
No, it's definitely funnier than that though. It's become a running joke in my friendship circles. So everybody knows that I am a smoker, or was a smoker up until recently. Yeah. So my girlfriend, my best girlfriend, Chrissy, and I are driving in traffic, and I'm trying to light. This is in Jamaica, by the way. I'm trying to light a spliff as I'm driving. And the edge of the spliff, the amber. Is that what it's called? Is it the amber? Embo? Ambo? What's it called? The part, no, the part that's
the bit that goes in your mouth.
The part that's actually, yeah, the part that's actually.
I don't know. I never called it anything. Yeah, I thought you were gonna say you were in the passenger seat. Well, you said the driver's seat.
Okay, don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, do not try this at home. You know, stay safe, guys. But so I'm driving and I'm trying to light this at the same time. I'm at a stoplight though, and we're in traffic, and the ember, the part that's lit, falls and goes straight through my shorts into my crotch. And I start panicking, like, there's smoke coming from my vagina at this point.
She said that fire pussy. She had the fire pussy.
Christina turns around and I scream at her, and the only thing that could come out of my mouth is, my pussy's on fire. My pussy's on fire. Meanwhile, everybody in traffic is now staring at us, looking at us while I'm screaming that my pussy is on fire in the middle of Kingston.
Stop it.
No, and yeah, then stop. Christina actually had to like dive down to try and get the amber out of my crotches.
No, this is
what she did. She's doing?
All very intimate.
She's just like trying to pat. She's like trying to pat it out. She's trying to
pat it out.
She was patting my pussy in the middle of traffic.
Pussy the pussy patter. Stop it. Stop.
That's what real friends are for, guys.
It's true.
Literally, pat my vagina if it's on fire. I don't care. That's a good story. That is a good story.
But it's not actually a joke, so I don't know if it counts.
Well, in my head, I was thinking of the
or a joke.
The chair story, and nothing is bigger of a joke than his actions on that day.
That is my favorite story on this whole podcast. I'll keep on bringing it up and bring it up until I meet this man in person.
You will meet him.
I still can't believe it. Do you know that's the part that gets me? When you explained the story, I was imagining that it was a big venue. But you were like, no, it was like this small intimate affair.
It's literally the size of my garden and my living room. That was how big the party was.
Dead.
I was imagining it was like at a club or a rave or something to throw a chair. Nah, if you threw a chair in my garden, I'd be like, what is the... Right, okay. Obviously Leanne. Sorry, guys. Leanne had the best story.
I'm so the rest of us
gonna have to drink.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all drinking at this point. We're all willing to tell the truth. Okay. What bad habit have you kicked? Yeah, as in, like, you don't do it anymore.
Oh, biting my nails.
That's a good one. I still do that. I'm not going to lie.
It's childish lips.
I'm going to say social media stalking a certain somebody.
That's trauma. Oh.
That's trauma.
Please see how you can relate to that story.
But I've kicked it out. I'm not doing it anymore.
And is it just... Oh, you've kicked it. Okay.
But not come for everyone. On. Just a certain somebody. That's all. Just a certain somebody. Not for everybody.
I might need a tutorial on that one, Leanne.
I need to work on it still.
I haven't given up any smoking cigarettes, but that was years ago. That's not a recent one, but yeah. It's the only one that I can think of. Lives.
I feel like I still do all my bad habits.
Somebody should start doing their 2020 goals.
It's a bit late in the year. But yeah, I don't know. It's what
we are,
it is.
We are.
We are who we are, but no, I'll get there. I'll stop. I think it's like picking my nails, big one. Picking my skin is a big one. I still do that shit.
Trouble. I think we should all drink again.
Cheers.
Yeah, we should all drink. I need a drink. Cheers. Okay. I'm going to pick one more question from Happy Hour, and then we're going to move on to a different category. Going to spice things up. Okay. What best represents me as a friend? A weighted blanket, a spin class, or a wine tasting?
Or ourselves.
Oh, no. So we'll do everyone in the group, and everyone else in the group comes to a conclusion about what everyone else is.
Oh.
Okay. So we'll start with Rashad. Because she's the confused one. I would say...
This could get awkward.
Okay. I would say you're my alcohol.
This is actually quite rude.
Because when I think of...
Free.
You would say what?
You're done now.
Yeah.
My leg. Okay.
Aww. Even... Go ahead, Liz.
When I think of wine tasting, I think about something that's going to take me out of my comfort zone.
Well, you grow on, baby. You got to start picking that skin, honey.
We're going to get there, bitch. We're going to get there. But yeah, I would say wine tasting.
What's the three things then? Wine tasting, spin tossing, a weighted blanket.
Okay. What do you mean a weighted blanket
or a spin class?
Safe space.
I guess just like a really comfortable big blanket. Yeah, like a safe space.
I would say that's really comforting and warm.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm Leanne is a spin class, you know. I feel like you are the healthiest out of all of us, not going to lie. But when I saw your stomach, I was like,
I feel like I can talk about absolutely anything.
That shit, flat, flat.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, I do all the time.
It's funny because my reasoning for you being a wine tasting class is kind of the same reason, because it's a combination of Liv's and Leanne's answers. Like, whenever you go to a wine tasting class, you could end up talking about like some deep-seated shit and crying together, or you could go out and go raving and have a great time. Like, it could go either way.
Multifaceted, baby. We can do both.
Exactly.
No, yeah, I think you can go the way
in blanket. That's what wine does to you.
I think you're like a big sister to all of us.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So
that's true as well. Wait, blanket.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
The spin class.
Oh,
the spin
class.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna go for which was a spinning class, like pole dancing. The reason why I thought of that is because when you
cycle class.
Yeah. Isn't a spin class when you're on the
actually, you know what? I'm gonna link it back to spin class. It's still gonna work, Mark. It's still gonna work. So when I go to spin class, which I used to do all the time in Birmingham religiously, it really helped me with my mental health. And it was like a safe space where I could just be free. And like the woman that I had, she was sick. She would play the sickest tunes. I didn't even know the tunes, but it was sick, do you know what I mean? And it was just like, she was just full of so much energy that she would get off and come around and be like, yeah, right, yeah, right. She'd be scared, like, okay, bitch, the fuck? Her energy was always on 100, but like it's always something you need at that moment. So every time you went to that spin class, you needed her energy. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like you're always on a high, which isn't a negative thing, but you're always on a positive high, and everyone needs that person. I mean, not loads of Livs that are always on a high, but everyone needs that person. No, do you know what I mean?
Just
but everyone
needs
that person that when you're around them, they've got big, like, positive energy. Do you
just
know
one
mean?
Is
it's
enough.
Really infectious. You can't really be around you and be sad, because you just piss us. You just not piss us off. You take it out of us.
Yeah, I agree. You always just have such a high positive energy.
See, I was thinking too literal. Like, bitch, you ain't seen me at the gym.
Like, you wasn't happening. Shouldn't in the gym.
But I am the spin class.
Okay. I think I might pick the wine class for you, actually, just because I feel like. For similar reasons, though, I feel like every time we drink together, like the last time we were in the studio and we drank together, I feel like every time we have a drinking game, it's Livs and I that start drinking, actually.
It's true, it's not me. I'm always, I can't drink for this reason.
I love a drink. So I don't need an excuse.
Exactly. So I feel like there's always that like good energy whenever we have a drink together.
Leanne, I put as one, producer Leanne, I put as wine tasting. Let me tell you why. When I think of wine tasting, I think of people who have their lives together. I think of people who are secure. Remember we did that?
Oh, yeah. My girl was the only one that was so secure.
People that go wine tasting are people that they don't want to go to the club anymore. They're upper echelon. That is how
people who go wine
Leanne.
Tasting are grown, honey. They're grown.
Mature. Lives together. And also, when you think about how you want to spend your Sunday, it does relate.
True.
It's true. I still want to go to the club, though. Don't get twisted.
But then, at the same time, when I think of producer Leanne, I do think of a weighted blanket, because I feel like she kind of ties the whole podcast together.
Yeah.
Aww. And a weighted blanket, I think of, you know, at the end of a long day, and you just get into bed, and you just put your duvet over you, you're just like, that's that sense of, that I get from Leanne.
Yeah, same. Aww. I would have picked a weighted blanket as well. I don't know.
Oh,
if
guys! I was literally just like, guys, I'm so proud of us. Honestly, we've come so far.
Love fest.
We really have.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. Okay.
Have you seen Drake doing the most in Barbados? Just quick side note. Goodness. Why is he serving us so many selfies, please?
Have you seen his tattoos? His back tattoos? There's what's going on there.
That's a lot. Side note, side story.
Aubrey, we love him.
We love him. Right, okay. What positive impact do you think you have on other people?
Oh, fuck. What category is this?
Wow.
This is still happy hour. This is the last one.
This is still happy hour. Shit, okay.
Yeah.
Is this about ourselves or about each other?
Should we say ourselves. What we think ourselves. What do you think is the positive impact you bring to other people?
So for me, I think is that I always push people to be the best they can be. And that I think I always allow for an open space for them to be, again, who they can be. But an open space, it's like a no judgment free zone. That's what I feel like.
I'm so passionate about seeing people do well and kind of reach their potential, even if they can't see it. So I like to think that I just really kind of encourage people and push people to do things that they may not think they'd be able to do.
Aww. That's very true. Lee, what about you?
I think I just like to help people quite a bit. I try to create a safe space for people to feel like they can say anything that they want to without feeling like, or do anything they want to without feeling judged. I think that's probably the case. And then if somebody asks me to help them, I will go above and beyond if I can.
It's kind of been covered, but... But one of the things I think I do is I try and make people feel comfortable. Like when I first meet someone, the first thing I do is I'll make a joke about myself. Like I'll be self-deprecating in a way that's like, I think I'm quite down to earth. I'm quite down to earth, I'd say. Like I'm quite good at making people feel like at ease in a situation. So, and I enjoy that. I enjoy, you know, you can see someone feels tense and then you can see their shoulders drop. Providing that moment.
Yeah.
Well, let's all drink to our greatness.
Cheers.
Well-rounded, dope black women.
Next topic. Trauma.
Next topic. Okay. This is the Dope Black Women podcast. So the next one is called Extra Dirty.
Mom, please don't listen at this point. Switch off.
How would you describe your nipples to a blind person?
Oh wow.
Oh god. Wow. I would say the areola is in a perfect What's that thing called when it's like comparison of size? Fuck.
Symmetrical.
I meant black. No, you never like something's
proportionate.
I would say a chocolate brown areola in proportion to the size of the rest of breast.
Okay.
That's like a textbook description.
Stop it now.
How do you describe your areolas other than what Shan just said?
I feel like my nipples are like chocolate droplets.
Oh,
you little Malteser.
They're just a little bit like boop. They're just like boop. They're just doing their thing.
I'm gonna describe mine as Hershey's Kisses.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. That sounds very edible to me.
I love it.
I feel like my nipples are constantly at attention, and I don't know what.
Oh. So you're constantly on heat.
Attention.
So I don't know what candy that translates to. Toblerone, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're not triangles.
They can't do it. They're hard as fuck right now, all the time, all day, every day. Turning 35 and your hormones just don't. Yeah, it's a whole nother world.
Yeah, but black don't crack, honey. Black do not crack.
They still look good.
Okay,
but they're just,
I think we're just drinking for everything. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
They definitely look good.
It's not called truth or drink. It's called answer and drink.
Okay. What's a sexual thing you gave a good try but just couldn't get into?
Oh, no comment.
Oh, do we have our first drink? Our first drink of the game.
What I will say is ice.
Ice?
Oh, okay.
It was too cold. I thought it was going to be like really, you know, hot.
Sexy.
Where was the ice?
Cold
on your
vagina? And slippery. Everywhere. Yeah, just, you know.
So you did the ice bucket challenge.
To be fair,
you did the ice
bucket
challenge.
I get it. In the movies, it's very like, you know.
Exactly. I've
never seen that before.
Like, but exactly. Like, I can imagine as soon as it touched my skin, be like.
Literally.
Cute.
That would really piss me off because I hate being cold.
Completely ruined the mood.
Sex on the beach. Because sand gets everywhere and it's really
that's
annoying.
Fine. It's about the moment. Embrace it.
No,
still on my list, you know.
The sand. Oh, the sand. Sanding your crack, sanding your pit, sanding your...
Everywhere. <It's> just...
Everywhere. Like, yeah.
It's not cute.
No, I hear that. I feel like it's going to have to be butt stuff. And actually, I didn't give it a good try.
I was going to say, I think we're universally opposed to that, all four of us.
Yeah, I didn't give it a good try in any sense of the words. But it's fine. It's fine. We are where we are. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Trauma.
What do you think is your most unique sexual interest?
Ooh.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever thought about that.
How do you answer that?
I guess like something you're into that you think is out of the ordinary.
I'm into everything though. I think so.
I don't know how to answer that.
Wait, say that again, Lee.
No, I'm just saying out of the ordinary. I don't know. I have this really weird thing about having sex to sexually explicit music. So so when other people playlists are like, you know, Usher and SWV,
Miguel.
Miguel, I'm like Wu-Tang, Cartel.
Of course, Cartel had to be on there. Of course, I wasn't there. Is it Leanne?
Spice.
It has
the
to
idea
be.
Of having sex to Spice.
Of course, Cartel.
Pum Pum is like.
Oh, stop. I'm going to try that.
I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to before this life is over.
So, do you not. You're not a fan of like lovemaking, soft R&B. You want it to be like raw and straight to the point and like.
Yeah, I'm trying to like have ropes going around Congress.
Yes. Okay.
Something's in my eye.
Yes, come.
Give it to them. I love it.
Okay, I think I know what mine is. Mine is having sex when there's risk.
Okay.
Yes.
So risk of being caught, risk of having a child. Let's risk
stop it now.
I think that's
dead.
Fine.
Stop it now.
I was like, risk.
I danger. Feel like I'm pretty normal. Pretty average. Like, nothing I enjoy is considered, you know, R-rated, I would say.
Me neither.
Because you'll be drinking. You'll be drinking.
Okay.
Who else's drink is almost done right now?
Me.
Almost
finished.
Not me.
Okay. Have you ever had to contact past partners for public health reasons?
Never. Ooh. And let it stay that way, please. Let me touch some wood.
It's true, touch wood. You know what? I have to let them know. Like, so when I started to date somebody recently, I do my annual test, and so I let them know that I've taken the test and what the results are, but not out of a need, more out of like transparency.
Mm. Respect, yeah.
Okay. No, I have not.
Well,
I'm the same with Leanne.
Cheers to healthy vaginas.
Cheers to
guys.
Healthy vaginas.
Indeed.
May they long continue.
Exactly.
Amen. Mm. Okay. I want something that's naughtier. Tell us about the first time you ever saw porn.
Ooh.
To be honest, yeah, I was too young to even understand what it was. That's an issue in itself.
How old are you?
Because you know, like, way back when, you have those little ads that come up on the sidebar, mm-hmm. and you don't really know kind of what it is, or what if it... click 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 click, and you're in like this one rabbit hole, and things are upside down, in between upside down, and like, whew, it's different, very that's different.
Wait, how old were you, Leanne?
Like 13.
Oh wow, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was younger than that, to be honest. I think I was maybe 11 or 12, but I watched it with my friend. Because it was like, what's this thing that, like, everyone's talking about that we can't watch? It was more like that. Do you know what I mean? It's more like going against your parents' wishes rather than, like, oh, let's watch some porn. Like,
I think for me, it was like, I feel like most people's experiences like this. We're just being on TV late at night and then just going backwards from 101.
Oh, yes. Babe Station.
You'd be watching, like, some random program on 609, which would be like Cartoon Network. Then you'd go to 101. When I was bored, I couldn't see, but I'd go to 101, which is BBC One on Sky, and flip through all the channels. Then I'd go to the music stations, and then like straight after the music is like Sex Extra or Babe Station 101. Then you start seeing some madness. I mean, you're young, you're like...
you're like, I don't know what this is, but I'm interested.
And it's always like, calm my phone. And you're just like, why am I calling you, bitch? Like, put some clothes on.
Did you ever used to watch Sex Extra? It came on, like, really late, I think, on, like, Living or something.
I have seen that before.
Mm. It's Sex Extra. Sex Extra was one of those shows where it's, like, they would do weird... I remember something about paint. Like, they would, like, paint themselves and have sex. Like, it was all over the place. It's very
show.
Out there.
It's a weird show.
I wonder where they are now. Probably making porn. Okay. Who do you think has had more sex, you or your parents?
I'm not answering that question.
Do you say me?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely me. Because I'm a slut. No, I'm joking.
No, Liv's had too much drink and now she's telling all the truth.
No, but I think, like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too judgmental, but...
I think it's my mum.
Different generation, innit?
Shout out, Mummy V.
You
I'm
think
sure
she
it's
has?
Her.
Go on.
Yeah, because I feel like my mum had me young. She had me at 17. I was from Virginia at 17, so I feel like I already got a few more years ahead of me. Do you know what I mean?
And your mum is hot stuff, I'm not gonna lie. I can imagine.
You're done, no, my cat. Be in that.
Come on, B.
Yeah, I can imagine in her day that Bear Man used to run her down.
Stop it now.
Well, she didn't get run out, guys. Disclaimer, she was not getting run out. She's in a solid relationship for 14 years. Shortly after, she got married. Just so you know,
but she had her fun. And, she had her fun, honey.
I know her body count, and it's nowhere near mine. She's doing really good.
Oh, when I say run her down, I mean like chase her.
No, when you said run her down, I thought you meant run her down. And I was thinking, raw, you just said
And I'll respond, this Zoom call to get locked off, decline.
No, I mean chase after her.
Okay, okay. It's a different dialect, you know, different...
Sorry, guys.
It was clearly English.
No, but, like, I mean, like...
It's slang.
All right. What scared you the most about sex as you were coming of age?
STDs. Pregnancy.
Those 100%. Yeah. More the first one. That actually is nightmares. No, it's true. I think my fear about it is too hyper dramatized. I don't know. But the fear that I have towards catching one is
sensationalized. Yeah, way too much.
I
feel like mine is pain.
Yeah.
I remember like people being like, it's gonna hurt. And I was like, why would I do it then? especially like, you know, older girls being like, the first time is gonna hurt, you know, it's not gonna be nice. It's not even gonna be nice, you know, it's not even gonna feel nice. I'm like, why would I do this thing then? You're not making it sound any good. So that really scared me for a long time.
There was definitely a time where I would be taking pregnancy tests without even having had sex. Like, pregnancy scared me before I was even sexually active.
Brother, the clinic saw me before I even knew what dick was. Yes.
Oh, they were like, Rashan's back.
I would go to the clinic, yeah. I'm not even lying. My mum can actually vouch for the story. I was going to connect with my friends that were having sex, and I'd wait with them. And because I'm waiting 3 hours, I might as well get seen. But I would just talk to them. So how are you feeling? I'd be like, the family planning unit, please. Mm-hmm. And I'd just be there like, yes, I'm not sure what contraception because I haven't had sex yet. I don't know what the fuck I was doing there for so long, but honestly, I was there.
That's so funny.
It's a safe answer.
You were ready. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next category, which is On The Rocks. And On The Rocks is described as chill questions for mixed company with just enough of a bite to help you loosen up together.
This is a great game for a date.
Thank you. For sure. I feel like...
Am I going to borrow them and use them for my...
Yes. It's good to do with, like, a partner. But also, like, obviously, because us guys, we know each other really well. Like, we're not really drinking. We're just telling the truth. But it'd be, like, a fun game to do if you were trying to get to know someone for the first time.
True. I might have to buy this game online.
Same.
Should we all buy it for each other so it's like a gift
box? No, let's not buy it, guys. Let's tag the people and let's be like, so we promoted your game on our podcast. Just wonder if you could send us a few copies.
Leanne, can we add that to the list of what we've got before?
Okay.
Thank you.
For sure.
Tell us about your last breakup talk. Who said what? Anything you wish you said?
You know what? I'm not going to answer this one because it's too traumatic. It's
the trauma.
All I'll say is this. 1 minute, he was crying at my door. Next minute, he was laughing down the phone at me. It was mad.
The same person who you stopped stalking.
No,
different person.
Different person.
Brilliant.
God, last breakup.
That's your actual partner? Or like someone you were seeing?
No, I guess someone you were seeing. Like, if you had a talk about it, then it was a relationship of some sort.
That was just so fucking awkward. Oh, God. Fuck. I was so in denial. Do you remember this? I'll talk to you at work and you'd be like, but Rashan, like, I don't know where
you live. And I would have picked you.
That is... That is your red flag. When you realise you keep got saying no but to your friend, that the guy needs to get dashware. The guy or girl needs to get rid of.
Because
every day I'd be like, oh my gosh, Liv. And she'd be like, but Rashan, I'd just be like, but Liv.
And we're back and forth, back and forth.
And that was just weird. Like, I remember we had a conversation, and in the conversation, he was going back and forth publicly of his head that he was like, yeah, I want to do this, but I don't, but I do, but I am I fucking chicken mix? Are you trying to choose out of the fucking Haribo egg or the fucking dead banana thing that you get?
You get the whole bag.
I'm the fucking strawberry. Mm. Do you get what I mean? I'm the fizzy strawberry. I'm the tangy tomato. I'm the one you want. You don't just pick and choose, mate. I said to him, you know what? Since you've got so much deliberating to do, I'll do it for you. I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be if someone has to pick and mix me like that.
Amen.
This is it. This is it.
And now if someone doesn't pick and mix, baby. More of the story, when your friends say no, it's probably
literally,
it's a no.
Your friends and your parents, they always know before you do. You don't want to see it for what it is.
True. Always. Listen. Your real friends, though, not your hater friends. They might have
They hate it before he existed.
Happy olds ain't hating.
I feel like, so the conversation I had with my ex, we broke up because we realised that it wasn't going to work and we were too different. And then we tried again, and I just wish we never bothered trying again. Like, that was a waste of my life that I'll never get back.
Well, I'm sure you learned stuff in there that's, you know, benefiting your
conversation. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, lots of learnings and 100%. Whatnot.
It's just when you look back and you're like, you just think about all the time you spent on this person that you don't even see anymore. Oh.
So, no, I think about with my actual ex, who was a boy, my boyfriend at the time, I always think about, because I was at uni, and I think, I actually miss going to lectures because of you, like, I miss going to work because of you. And that experience made me, I will never, listen to me, never lose coin because of a boy.
Never.
I could be married. Will never lose coin. I did not go to my place of work. It was only Iceland.
It was still coin.
I did not go there because I was in my feelings over you.
And it's money, but never again. Yeah, but it's even more important when it's Iceland because it's money you needed. And what were you doing? You were chilling in bed.
Really needed.
With this boy doing kerfuffery.
True that.
No. In my feelings, while he's there living his best life, my dickhead.
Lee, what about you? The last conversation you had with the ex. Is there anything you wish you said?
I'm just going to drink. You guys have heard this story a million times, I'm sure, as well. You were there, or you guys were there the last time I had a breakup.
We witnessed it.
Oh my gosh.
You were there.
Yes. You know what?
Fair enough.
Guys, let's drink to witnessing trauma.
Mm-mm. Cheers to trauma.
I think I'm just making reasons to drink. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
By the way, in the audio, you might have just heard me slurp when I was drinking, purely out of my reaction to the trauma of the breakup. Tried to drink more than I could.
This wine's making me a bit hot. Whew.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Dying. God, it's not just me.
How would childhood you describe you now? Do you think that kid would like you?
Wow.
This is a bit deep.
This is very deep.
Can we have a different person with the questions?
I think she'd be proud of me. I think she'd be like, you're that bitch.
Do you know what's funny is that I posted I don't know if you guys saw it, it's on my Instagram. I posted a picture of me in high school.
I saw it.
And
your friend had like sent it to you, isn't it?
Yeah, one of my girlfriends sent it to me. And somebody that I went to high school with messaged me and said, this picture reminds them of a time when I think I was in fifth form or 10th grade, whatever you call it.
How old were you?
And I was at the top, so like 14, okay. 15.
Cool. Because when you said fifth grade, and I was like...
And then you skipped the 10, and I was like, fuck!
So how old is she?
Is she 8 or 15?
No, I was in 10th grade. And then I was at the top of the stairs and he was much younger than me and he was coming up the stairs and apparently I told him to go back down the stairs and wait on me to come down before he even thought about coming up the stairs. I was just like,
okay,
I was that bitch. Like, where did that person go? So I actually think my younger self would be a little bit like, all right, come back to me now. Aww. Like, you need to get back to being that bitch that you were when you were in high school.
Mm. Do you feel like you've lost your... Nice. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a bit?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think there's this period, this last couple of years has been much more geared towards finding myself and finding that, not finding that person, but getting back to a space where I trust my intuition, I trust my gut, I trust myself more generally. So it's a journey, but yeah.
Mm. Mm.
The reason I sigh is because I started seeing a therapist and we were talking and she was, because I was just saying how...
Yes, to seeing a therapist so and working like for your drama.
Yep.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for about a minute, because honestly, yes, yes!
And we're talking and I was like, oh, like I feel like stressed all the time, like I work so hard. And she was just like, what would your kind of younger 10-year-old self like say to all that? Like, what, how do you think she'd react? And I think she, if you're working that hard, you keep pushing yourself, what would that 10-year-old say? And I think she'd be really like tired. I think she'd be upset. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I just need to be a bit more easy on her. I think like younger me would be proud of me, but also just be like, you need to rest, like, you need to not push yourself so hard. Because now every time, like, when I feel overwhelmed, I kind of think, what would like 10-year-old me be like? And she'd be just like, can you just stop? Like, I'm tired. Like, just stop working, please. So that's how I kind of see it.
I feel that. Sham, what would a kid version of yourself think of you now? And would they like you?
I think they'll be quite surprised, you know. I feel like I always strive to grow to be the better person than I was yesterday. And I don't mean that in a cliche way, like, oh yeah, I think that. No, I mean that I genuinely try to be a better person than I was like the day before. And I think my younger version was like a bit more angry, lacked accountability. Whereas right now, I feel like I have a lot of accountability. I have a lot more. Like before, yeah, if someone stopped on my feet on the train, that is World War 17. Whereas now, I'm just like, oh, that's minor, that's cool. But like, that's a small thing that happens every day. But imagine every day getting angry every single morning because of something that happens.
Mm.
That's like inevitable, whatever that thing's called.
But you're growing up in that sense, then.
I think I'll be proud. Yeah, and I think I relate to what producer Liam was saying about the working hard thing. Not now, but like a few years ago, I actually had a burnout and I had to be in hospital because of it, because of working really hard and like trying to do like 101 things. Mm. So yeah, definitely listen to what your younger self was saying and take that break, because you don't want to get to that point when it's affecting your health.
Mm. Mm.
100%. Yeah. We drink to trauma.
Drink is almost done now. I need to get another one.
Do you think you are happier or sadder than the average person? Why?
Oh, this is very
fun. What's that?
It's hard to say.
I would think I'm happier now. I think maybe a few years ago I would have been on the other side of the spectrum. But I definitely think I'm happier now. And I think it because of my perspective of life and how I view challenges and obstacles. So before, I used to view it as like, oh, where is me? No one's going through this. Whereas now it's like, if something happened, it's like, oh, okay. In a few years' time, this is going to make so much sense. Or this experience is going to help me help somebody else. Mm. Do you get what I mean? So now my view on hard times is automatically shaped in a positive way, so that when hard times happen, I can't really look at it and let it consume me. Whereas before, because I'm a really like emotional person, the smallest thing could happen and take over my whole day. So like when I said a minute ago about someone stepping on my foot in the morning, if that was at 9 a.m, I'd be pissed at 4 p.m. still. I still can't believe she stepped on my foot and these are trainers on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, who has that bad energy? Like, yeah, it's long. Madden done, yeah.
I would say, thinking about it, like, factually, so like, 1 in 4 people in the world experience mental health issues, and I'm, like, 1 of those 4. So I guess from that perspective, I am sadder than the average person. But like, I don't think that's always a bad thing. Like, I've been trying to think about depression and anxiety and mental health through a different lens recently. And I think like one of the things is like, so people who are more intelligent and more empathetic and more aware of other people's emotions are also more likely to experience mental health issues, because you don't live your life kind of being so tunnel vision. Yeah. Blinded so things. I don't think that's always a bad thing. Sometimes you can use that to your benefit. Yeah. Sometimes it can be like a superpower almost, to be like, I experience so much emotion, but also it's maybe like, I think it's made me a better friend. I think it's made me a better partner. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
What about you guys?
I didn't know it was 1 in 4 people. That's an interesting statistic.
It might even be higher than that, but like, yeah, it's a...
It's 1 in 4, but definitely out of this 4, it's more than 1 in 4.
It's like, I was gonna say 3 or 4.
Because I'm definitely in that 1 of 4 as well. So like, I think right now, maybe sadder, but only because of kind of like current situation that I'm in. But I know that's also kind of hopefully a short term thing as well. Mm. But I think also kind of taking the steps to try and kind of get a handle on that and kind of have more control over than that, hopefully in the long run, I'll be on average happier than the average person. So like, it's all relative really, I think.
Yeah,
it ebbs and flows and changes a lot, but
yeah I think we shouldn't forget how much COVID has had an impact on our mental health, and like just the whole of 2020 has been like a wild ride to say the least. So I think just giving yourself a little space to be like, it's okay that I'm feeling down now, because I know a lot of it is based on things that are outside of my control almost, and like, it's not going to be like this forever.
Yeah, I think the same actually. Just like, I think I recognize that happiness and sadness comes in like ebbs and flows, or it ebbs and flows. Mm. So for me, I try to look at the fact that I'm consistently trying to work to be, like Shan said, a better version of myself consistently. And sometimes that involves being sadder and allowing that to happen. Mm. And then sometimes it involves being able to let things go and being like, not take them on too seriously or not take them on too much to the point where it sends you into a spiral of depression. So I'd say I'm happier than the average person, I think.
Yeah, no, I definitely think like part of growth is like when you're sad, allowing yourself to be sad and not trying to pretend that you're happy.
Mm.
So no, it's all good, man. Okay,
for sure.
This is going to be my last question, and I chose this as the last question specifically. Who here is... Oh gosh, it's a nice one. who here is overdue for some kind words? Let's offer some good vibes now.
Oh. Some kind words, yeah. You said? Okay.
I will just say to all you guys, I think, and anytime you're feeling like overwhelmed or feeling a bit down about anything, I kind of think about how much you guys have built and kind of how much you've grown and how much you've like influenced in such a short space of time. I think it's not something that's usual. It doesn't happen like often at all, and I think you should be really proud on kind of what you've built and what we're going to continue to grow, and just know that you're all doing amazing, and I'm just really glad to be a part of it.
Aww. You're gonna make me drunk cry. Yeah, I would just reiterate that. I would just say, like, I'm so proud of each and every one of you, and like so proud of what we've all built together, and just like the podcast aside, just like the friendship that we built and the like the closeness we built, the sisterhood that we built. And I just want to end by saying, Lee, I wish you all the best on your new travels.
Yes.
And you'll keep us and the podcast listeners updated.
For sure. I love all of you guys. I feel like as much as we've built this thing together, I've learned a lot during this process. Shan's drive and motivation to be the best version of herself is like always inspiring.
No wine drunk, please. No wine. What did you say? No drunk tears.
No drunk tears. I'm not gonna cry, I promise. lives, as you said, as everybody else has said, like, upbeat spirit consistently, always pushing us to think outside of the box. Your passion about mental health and embracing or empowering other minorities, whether it's disabled, LGBTQ+, you always speak very powerfully about all of those things, and that's really admirable. And Leanne, you are just like grown woman on your shit, like driven, motivated. Yeah, like you definitely
the wine taster, honey.
If Leanne can do it, we all can do it, kind of thing. You know? Yeah. So yeah, it's been great, and I'm looking forward to just continuing. We're gonna make it even better.
Oh, I love it.
What I would say is to all of you, Art Nas, Carlas, and that, producer Leanne, you need to take time out because your younger self told you to.
I know.
You deserve it, and we appreciate you. And if it means taking time out of the podcast, then it means taking time out of the podcast, because there's no point in having a podcast with one of our team members feeling low at any point, whether it affects the podcast or not. With Leanne, does that make sense? You done that. With Leanne, I'll just say, don't, because before the podcast started, you were talking about like your move and how it's making you feel, and you're feeling a bit anxious. But like, just don't stress about it. Like, you got that sick job because you're able to do it. You're gonna smash it. And if you feel low when you're there, we're literally around the corner. Like, COVID's showing the power of communication virtually. Yeah. So when you're there, you can just call us. Like, I mean, I go to sleep at a reasonable time. But if you need me, I can put my phone
first
on.
First of all, Shan messages are like 5 a.m. in the morning and I respond. Because we're both insomniacs, clearly. But anyway, go ahead.
And then with Livs, I would just say to you, like, don't give up making the content that you're really passionate about, because the right person will see it and it will get you the dream job that you actually want. Over and out.
I love it. So thank you so much for listening to this episode, guys. We hope you enjoy it, and we recommend that you play this game with your friends, with your family, get to know each other on a deeper level, ask those questions you always wanted to, and yeah, just like make sure to keep across everything we're doing on our socials, keep across Leanne's journey and what she's doing next and what we're all doing next, and yeah, loads of good stuff to come.
Sure. So thanks so much for listening, guys. We are, make sure you share and subscribe and listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast from. On Instagram and I'm gonna do that.
This girl's had a drink, honey.
Clearly. Oh God. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them from. On Instagram, we are Dope Black Woman 1, but on Facebook and Twitter, we're just Dope Black Woman. We'll be back with you next week. Until then, stay blessed and unapologetically black.
All the way black.
Blackity black.
Blacktastic.
Hey. Hey. Oh.
Oh, so she's late and she's unprepared. The one day at one time, I looked in and I was like, let me see, I'm the first person in the waiting room.